Sunday afternoon has arrived again, and we're here. God bless all of you, and thank you for being such wonderful listeners. And I know that many of you have been blessed. We hope that today you'll be blessed again, because I believe you will. Father, thank you for touching Brother Freedom. Thank you, Lord, for touching all of these wonderful listeners out there. Thank you, Lord, for their communications, their emails that come in to us. Lord, bless us all today for your glory. Thank you for the wonderful service that we enjoyed at church this morning. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this special day. Lord, I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for your spirit we felt so wonderfully, so mightily. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. Father, we just pray that you anoint this day in a very special way. And Father, I pray for all the hearers and those who are turned on to hear this from you this day. I pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. I pray that you'll bring us into a special place, that we might be in that place to know you as our Father. We might be partakers of your divine nature. That we might end up being a blessing. Lord, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God has been speaking to me about Jesus. Before he left, he said to let our light so shine before men that might glorify our Father which art in heaven. The Lord's been speaking to me for this for last month. But a ministry doesn't have to be as a spoken pastor, Sunday school teacher, but it can be in just letting your light shine. Because there's something about people observe others. And when we live a life that is positive, in a high manner of God's kind of standards, it brings attention. It brings someone looks upon it, because that person does that has a kindness. They got a joy. They got a full of faith. And one thing they got tremendously, they're full of love. They feel full of compassion. They got great love for their brothers or sisters. And that really makes a very special individual. As that being that special individual, you can reach out and touch people that cannot be touched by the ways of speaking the word even. I was thinking about what's happened to me in my life, and that's where a lot of times that's probably my greatest role that I filled, was people have watched me for maybe some people even a year, and then they come to me and ask me what was in my life that was so different. And that way I had a chance to just share with them what had taken place. Well, if you know, if you're on the minus side and really live sort of shallow and sort of dangerously close to the world, you know, you haven't got you don't know what to say. But if you know that you've been living there, loving God, not really concerned about all of your dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and all these things that we do sometimes so deliberately, but we're just a blessing. You're there praying for all things. You're not there as a show off to tell somebody, well, I've been praying for you. You know, you don't say anything, but you're living it. The Bible says we're read of all men. We're epistles of God that gives forth a message. Our life gives a message, just being, living. And I truly believe this is probably one of the greatest, I think, testimonies we can have. R.G. Letourneau was a man that I really admired. He built this great big heavy earth moving equipment. Now, R.G. Letourneau was a brother-in-law to Howard Peterson that I formerly worked for, Peterson Tractor Company. And being that arrangement, the two brother-in-laws together, Howard actually worked for Letourneau in those days. Years ago, before Howard Peterson had a tractor business, Letourneau was building roads in California way back in the early 1900s. This stretch of highway down here, Letourneau was one of the ones that did. So he took the equipment he made and built roads. He might have bought a Caterpillar tractor, but he put on that. Those days it was just a Caterpillar tractor, and he installed Letourneau dozers and a Letourneau dozer blade that fit on that Caterpillar tractor. He made a pull type gripper It moved off the rear, had a cable unit on the back that worked controls of the ripper. So in those old days, you had a piece of equipment that could actually do a job for you. And then he had a, what they called a carry-all scraper that fit on the back of that cat, and he unhooked the ripper and the dozer and hooked up to this carry-all. You can go to land level, you can go whatever you want to do it, haul dirt, pick it up and haul it. R.G. Letourneau was the one that started all these inventions. But how he did it, he prayed and sought God. He, in his testimony, he didn't know how to do these things, and God literally showed him. What a beautiful, I thought it was the most beautiful story. That he said, I'm just a man, that, a working man that loved God, and God used me. And I thought, what a beautiful testimony. That is what it's all about, is living a, and I believe R.G. Letourneau is probably touched more missionaries, any man that I know, because he took his money and sent money for missionaries. If anyone having a hardship out there, he was the one that helped him. Another inspiring thing he did was, I thought was gigantic. He tithed 90% of what he made, gave it to the Lord, and he kept 10%. And he was so busy back in the depressions, everybody else was going broke. R.G. Letourneau was still making good jobs. God was just showing that R.G. Letourneau take his 10% and go farther than they could with using the 90%. And R.G. Letourneau was just a testimony what God can use for the person, a human being, will turn their heart tone to the Lord. And God will let you do what you're doing, that your light will shine right where it is. You know, see, I was in the old, I didn't know it. Years ago, I thought that I had to go to Bible school, or I'd been told that, you know, that's the only one that God's going to be used is really the pastors or the elite. And the rest of us out here, if we go to the pastor long enough, we'll maybe get a little, rub off a little bit from him and make it to heaven. Well, that's not in the Word, but that's the way I thought it was. I was incorrect. I found out God wants us all to let our light shine. And we can be a vessel of praise. Bible says, what agreement hath a temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I will be a father unto you. That's all of us. So if you're a mechanic, a housewife, God's going to be a father to you. He's going to use you for His glory. He doesn't partial. God doesn't show favors. But I've learned by the Word, learned by experience, the description of the Bible that really says a lot. You can help people. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. So, according to that, God is out here looking for someone that will love Him, that He can bless. That's a sign. He will do it. He will do it. He'll make Himself known. It says, if my people were to call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, I will hear from him and I shall forgive their sins and heal their land, or heal what they're doing. Bring it down to home, I'll bless them what they're doing. He wants to heal us, to bless us, to a place that we can be a vital part of God and don't have to be ashamed. We can live in such a manner that uplifts God, encourages us to live for God. Because we're just letting our light shine in normal surroundings. We're not trying to show ourselves off. We're not bringing attention to ourselves. We're not meaning to bring out the... Because the Bible says when we go to pray, we don't go out and do as the heathens do, or the publicans, and go out and make great signs of all real loud how great we are. But he said if we go and hide ourselves, and he will show us openly. So that means we go to our closet and we pray that God will reward us openly, that our prayers will be answered supernaturally, that people say, hey, that guy just don't say anything. He knows God, and he gets answers from heaven. That's what touches people. And that's really where we're all at. We have a ministry in helping the lowly. We got a ministry touching those that said those that have had troubles. And we should do it in such a way that we have compassion on them. We care for them. We pray with compassion. We have a sympathetic heart. It says God is the God of all comfort. He comforts those in all their tribulation, that we might be able to help comfort those that are in trouble by the same comfort that God's comforted us up. He will comfort by His Spirit to help us. So the same comfort that He heals us, we can go out and touch someone else, and they do it with us because it's a never-ending chain. God helps us. I help Him. He helps you, and you help someone else, and it becomes a outgoing hand all the time, helping one another for the cause of Christ. No one's getting the big name. No one's getting all of the glory. It's doing as unto the Lord. And the Bible says that we do these things as unto the Lord. Another thing that really has touched my heart in a very special way, and it goes on to speak about letting your light shine. You know, our consciences should be as such that we had never have to be watched. We're going to work just as hard if someone's not watching us, or if we're watched. We're not going to put a gum wrapper on the ground if someone's not watching. That's just a little thing, but that happened to me a couple weeks ago. So I had a gum wrapper. It wasn't a gum wrapper, it was a cough drop. I was getting out of my pickup there at the gym, and that slipped on my hand and went on the ground, and I said, no, I got to slip it. God knows it. So I stopped deliberately and had to get down the pickup, and I got to pick it up. Because God sees it. He sees everything we do. And those little things is what counts so greatly for you. You think no one's seeing you. God sees you all the time. One of my first ministries was to cover up exhaust caps. The old days, they didn't have a lot of flapper valves and a lot of caps, so the exhaust pipes were open. Later on, they made curves in. They did a lot of things to keep a lot of rain, put a little bit off a distance, but exhaust could open it, but it kept the rain from falling directly into that. But the early ones just sawed up pipe, and that's the way they were. So I remember going out and covering up that farmer, maybe contractor, whoever it was, I covered up that exhaust pipe. But by doing it secretly, the Lord, God openly rewarded me openly. He gave me a satisfaction in my heart that gave me a good conscience toward Him. See, if we're doing things because just to be seen, we lose our reward. We lose our reward. Some of these rewards we have, we don't want to lose them because they're special. So it says, lay up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. We got the best bank. The Bank of Heaven is beyond any Bank of America, Commerce Banks, all these other banks. They just give out a little interest. But God's interest is tremendous. God gives you a bank account that keeps you up to date, keeps you full, keeps you in balance, and keeps you intact with the world and cares, and you have a life support that's real. And the life support is real because the day of hardness comes upon us, God remembers. You got laid up yourself treasures. That helps you. It's when you're sort of, like when I went down through the fear of what happened for a stroke. God still blessed me. What if I've never ever done anything? Well, He'd still love me. But it helps when we have a little part of ourselves. I think each one of us wants to believe that we get more beneficial if we have part of something. If we have some part of giving. If we got some part of making something happen. And see, that's what God uses us. He can get along without us. But we can't get along without Him. So what He works for is to us to do things as unto Him. To encourage us, but also with it, He'll promote us up to heavenly places. He'll put us to level that you're up here and you're sort of up here in glory land when you're upon earth. You have a good time. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You have a peace that passes all understanding. You have the joy of the Lord. You know, it's so full. You know, when you pray for someone, there's no joy. It says the joy of the Lord is you. But that's how you get that joy. When you start putting these bank accounts in the bank of God, pretty soon you get joyful. You're full of joy. You're full of peace. You're full of compassion. You're full of love. When you pray for the sick, you know they're going to get, they're going to recover. You get a great contentment out of doing the things of God. It's not a harsh or a hard way. It becomes a way that you don't want to work without. You love it because it makes you happy. Bible says we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We need to learn to please God. And these are some of the areas that pleases God. That when we do these things and abstain from and keep some of the laws of God, it helps us. It says you put off the former conversation, the old man, which corrupts his own deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on a new man, which of God is created in righteousness and true holiness. When we start doing things, we start growing. But somehow that light shine helps these things to easily be obtained. When you put some effort in it, then these things sort of just work in position. Like a computer, you're working the right buttons. But you learn the right things and they just fall in place. And put you on the new man. Think about that. Put you on the new man, which your God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away all lying? You know, see, the Bible says no liar shall live in the kingdom of heaven. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one to another. We're members one to another. So we start growing. Maybe we start out here as like I said, just a little bit, but we want our inner man to sort of grow too. We want the outer man to be alive, but we want the inner man to sort of take place, to feel the excitement of God. We have the glory of God. Or put away all lies, speaking their man truth, the neighbor, for we are members one to another. And this is another one. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon their wrath. You know, that's a great thing that I've come across a lot of people. They have a tendency to let the sun go down upon their wrath. What that means, when you go to bed at night, you don't hold no grudges. You don't have anger no longer. You get that, make before you go to bed, there's nothing that you hold peace to everybody. There's no man, no woman that you hold any ought to. When you go down to sleep and something happens, you're free. But if we hold these things within us and these things sort of fester, we can hold inner grudges, non-forgiveness for years and people get sick, people get cancer. And these are some of the reasons why we get people that have cancer and they have terminal illness. It's because of the pressure it puts upon this body when we don't keep it free from all these bad relationships. Now, what I first talked about is the outward relationship. It's great, let your light shine. But we can sort of fake that, but this inside, it's our heart, it's our life. And this part is what keeps us in tune with God. There's people sometimes I've prayed for that I've known they've had bitterness. They've been plagued by things that should have been done away with years ago. And two, that the traumatic powers of darkness had brought them down to a place, many was heart attacks, great traumas. People can't forgive someone. The easiest thing is, if someone don't forgive you, you're not going to be concerned about little trivial things like that. Just let it go. Give it to God. But sometimes we have, in our minds, we got to hang on to that. Well, that person didn't speak to me. This person did that. No. You haven't got time for that. Jesus is coming. And we need to get all these things that bring us down. This is why we're brought down. It tells, let no man steal no longer. Well, we I hope for them, but if there's people that do steal, and let no corrupt communication be out of your mouth. You know, by our words we're justified, by our words we're condemned. When our communication gets corrupt, we're in trouble. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That means this little mind of ours is not really in sync with God. We need to take time to pray. He says he will keep in perfect peace his mind stayed on thee because we trust thee. So I'm just a little fast Bible study here, but there's a lot of things to be said about letting our light shine. Now people see the light shine, but some of these other things, they don't never see that. I've got hidden down here. I've got this, no one knows anything about me. God knows it. And that not knowing it, you put a blood pressure monitor on you, you probably have high blood pressure up here a little bit. These things we were fearfully and wonderfully made. This body is made not to have problems. It'll last a long time if we do exercise and keep our minds clear, don't hold grudges, don't tell wrong stories, keep our mind holy, and you'll live a long time. You'll be prosperous. But if we get out here and doing things we shouldn't do, but we really need to watch yourself that we never come down in this way of being trapped by problems. Now here's the one that I'm going to close on. And grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you're sealed the day of redemption. That is really I went through really fast over this and where I went about letting your light shine, but if you keep on mess up on any of these steps we said later, pretty soon you can't let your light shine. It just won't shine. You're bitter. You're upset. Sometimes you're mad. Sometimes you can't help from lying once in a while. All these things start cropping out when we start grieving the Holy Spirit. Let not bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and every speaking be put away with all malice. We're the guards of our own life. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. This whole fourth chapter of Ephesians, I went real fast in it, but we're fast over it, but it's very, every once in a while I like to go over this. Because it gives you something, if you start trying to keep the law, that's what we do at first, we're letting our light shine. But if you start caving in inside on these things down here, you're still like, you're getting corrupt inside. When these happen, your old house falls about. We don't have the power, we don't have the unction, we don't have the Spirit of God, and we're grieving the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this night. In a mighty way, I pray that you take heed to the things you've heard this day. I pray that you move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you guard your lives. Guard this life in a very special way. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, we know that we're here to let our light shine, but we have to also take care of what we put into our minds. We have to learn to put off the things that would bring us down. We have to be very watchful of the things that we do and say. We thank you for this wonderful name. In Jesus' name, we pray that you bless your people mightily. In Jesus, God bless you all. We love you. And amen. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.